Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the MVP. I'm stupid with this rap shit.
Here I am. Yep. I'm the man.
Let's go. All right. This is the T-Stream Media Show, sponsored by T-Minus Naturist Productions. I am your host, T-Stream Media, along with my co-host, world-renowned Mr. ESPN 33. What's going on, man?
This is Mr. ESPN 33. You can hit me up on Twitter. That's Twitter / Mr. ESPN 33.
Yes, sir. Like you said before, we are on Twitter, so if you want to, I can definitely put in your Twitter stuff if you're coming in to chat or you want to call in. But this is the T-Stream Media Show, like I said before. Follow me on Twitter at T-Stream Media and follow him on Twitter, like you said before, at Mr. ESPN 33. Don't forget the 33, so definitely put that in. We will put it in on our pages, and we will do it for you. All right. Look, if you want to call in, it is area code 347-945-7421. If you have something to talk about or you want to chime in on something and be on the radio or internet radio, that is, definitely let me know. I will put it in for you. We do not discriminate, but we are professionals, so we will definitely keep it civil. What we're going to get on today for the show is we're going to have some NFL scores and stats, of course. We're going to have the primetime game of the week, MVP team, offense, and defense. We got Monday Night Football preview for next week. We also have next week's predictions. And if time permits, we will have some extra sports for you, and we will do it for you. All right, so again, welcome to some people that's just coming into the show. I do see you on here. Like I said before, definitely chat, definitely let me know what's going on, and I will hit you up. If you have any businesses, I definitely will put it out for you, but for right now, we're just going to put our business out there and get some stuff in for you. So, before I get into the recap or scores and stats for the week, what I'm going to do is we're going to actually bring in a song. So, we do songs on this show. I do love music, so to put in some break time for you all, might not be the most newest music or the newest music out here, but it will be the music that is tasteful and I like it. Hopefully you like it. If not, it's just a little break. Deal with it and we'll be back. Next up, we got Cat Daddy. Let's go with the Cat Daddy. Get it in. Let's go.
Work. True winner. Jean skinny like Squidward. Looking for your girl. Just missed it, then my cat daddy and I took it down. Timber. Wrist cold, mama call a winner. Swisher full of nuggets, daddy call it dinner. Baby got ass, shelter call it thinner. BBS Jack, so skilly we deliver. Cat daddy when I dug it, cat daddy when I remember.
Dr. Skinny's day for Regis, I remember.
Competition, see the crease, they surrender. Smoke a wide cleft kush, now I'm going to the river. Move your arms like you wheelchair first. Drop low, grab your shoulder like fuck. That power 106 to bang this shit. Big up to my bro Sam, he the king of this shit. Call me SpongeBob, Jackie Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy. Call me SpongeBob, Jackie Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy.
Bitch, I go to work, M-O-W-W-I.
Acorn.
Black headlights, I'm too on. Do my cat daddy going yet?
Acorn.
I'm a motherfucking bullfighter. When it comes to the yard, I'm the coolest kid. I'm in my prime barbecue rib. And it smells like pubes all around my dick. I'm black headed like a goalie. Rockin' guacamole. Dicks in your back, at your neck like a rolling. Lady with your chin, she ate the cat daddy lonely. So I'm like a jungle fever, I'm the Martian glow. Yeah, I'm cracking like a newborn rooster. Take a chick in the mall, yo, we call that boosting. Don't get mad, it's your chick, she choosing. Okay. Yeah, daddy haters screaming, what the fuck ain't doing?
Call me SpongeBob, Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy. Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy.
Chain cost a couple bands. J-Hawk made a slapper on the track and dance. You gon' wanna learn it for a step up in the Range Rover Park like Yosemite. Super chim dog smoking like a chimney. Study of matter, energy is chemistry. Haters don't matter, bitches drain my energy.
Super fitted in the funk, I do. Daddy hip, come up, swing my arms.
Baby, I'm tugging every weekend, I'm clubbing. Honey, show me love and a fade is nothing. Rain on me every day, same pattern. Since the day I was born, I've been a star patch.
Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy. Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy.
Cat daddy. Cat daddy, and we back, man. Look, that was cat daddy. You ain't know, now you know. But I'm pretty sure everybody and their mama doing this dance right now. They do this dance for no reason in the club now. This is the new gig, cat daddy. Anyway, shout out to the guests that just came in. If you didn't know, man, we actually have a chat at below the screen that you're actually looking at. I mean, it's a lot of pictures that's popping up, but you can definitely chat in with us right underneath it. So if you get some time, definitely chat in. Right now, we are about to get into the news, scores, and stats. So, let's get it in. Let's get it in. Are you ready?
Let's get it.
All right. Shout out to Miss Simone. She's definitely signed in and chatting in. I got her. All right. First and foremost, first game news recap, NFL recap for Thursday. The Giants 36 over the Panthers, and they had 7. Now, really, my question to you is, for the Giants, is this a statement game?
I think this is a statement game for Eli Manning. I think this is Eli Manning letting everybody know that he is an elite quarterback and that it is his time.
Great.
Go ahead. I say last year this time, you got to think, last year this time he did the same thing with the team that was, you know, somewhat bad, let's say. Let's just say for real. Last year, they was 0-2 to start out. I'm just saying.
So you're saying the Giants are 0-2, so you're saying they're actually going to do their thing?
No. I'm not going to say that at all. No, I'm simply saying that Eli Manning is showing that he is an elite quarterback.
All right. Now, what about Cam, man? This is his second year. Has he hit the roadblock, or does he need some more talent?
Cam Newton he has a little bit. He showed signs of his age, I should say. He showed signs of being a second-year quarterback. After, you know, being picked off 3 times, and, you know, he had 1 rushing touchdown he did, but after being picked off 3 times, you could kind of see a little bit of life being taken away from him as he, you know, sat on the sideline on Thursday night.
Cool, I understand that. All right, next game coming up. The Bears, man. The Bears 23, Rams 6. They took care of business. Do you think this was just a regular game?
Hey, this was a regular game. This is just
so they were
truly
supposed
a regular
to win.
Game.
They were supposed to win.
Yeah, they were supposed to win. Though I would have liked to see the Rams win. They were supposed to win.
All right, just to let you all know, we actually did do a prediction of last week, and I did actually win this week by 3. No, not trying to brag, but I did actually win. At the same time, we do have new predictions for next week. So at the end of the show, or normally at the beginning, we normally tell you we're about to do it, and at the end, we give you a chance to do predictions on next week's game. So we'll definitely do that, and we have a fresh start for next week. So we got a fresh start. We 0-0 right now already. Anyway, the Bills 24, Browns 14. Bills, they basically did their job, but Spiller, man, they did at a cost. Spiller running back, he's hurt. Where do they go from here?
right now, the way they're looking at it right now, I'm thinking Tashard Choice might be the running back for him. He might be the running back until Fuller comes back.
Well, they really have no choice. But Fitzpatrick seems to be going, you know, he's on a roll. He had three touchdowns, you know. So this probably is a, you know, good job for them. And Cleveland could have won, but you never know. The referees are who they are.
I still like those Cleveland rookies.
All right. Cleveland rookies, not bad. I do like them too, but hey, we'll see. All right, next game went up. The Buccaneers almost came back, and they almost beat the Cowboys. Now, Cowboys won 16-10. A win is a win, but they struggled. What's going on?
Bucs defense, man. That's the only thing I can say about it. It's the Bucs defense. They sacked Romo four times. They picked him off and caused two fumbles. That's a problem.
Right. I do understand that. They definitely don't have a line, but they do have a running back. He can definitely get some rest from getting sacked so many times. They got Murray, who rushed for, I mean, it's only 38 yards, 18 carries, but he did have a TD, and they needed that. Also, they have an up-and-coming, Buccaneers have an up-and-coming quarterback. I mean, he's not accurate as usual, but he did throw a TD, so you could definitely count on him to get at least one a game. All right, big game with an asterisk on it. The Lions, home team Lions, lost 41-44 in overtime. I mean, it was a win for the Titans, but I'm pretty sure you got something to say about it.
It's just my hometown team. I'm not mad at the loss, actually, because, you know, for them to be out of it after that that fumble, quotation marks.
Quotation mark. Who had the fumble?
Quotation marks. What's the tight end? A whack tight end. You know, a little soft.
Is it
Pettigrew? They're too big to be that soft.
Pettigrew? Was it Pettigrew?
They're too big to be that soft. This man literally took the ball from him and took it to the house.
That's pretty
too
bad.
Too big to be that soft.
Big
but
dude,
after
big
that,
son.
You know, I thought it was over with. And then on that same play, we lost Matt Stafford. And then for Sean Hill to come in and throw two touchdowns, that's pretty impressive.
That is impressive. Now, you got to think about it. Sean Hill did back up for him 2 years ago. They almost got into the playoffs. I mean, they were close. They didn't get there. But he did. He is like a veteran quarterback. So we can't really count out the Lions. Hopefully Stafford is okay. He threw for 278 yards. But, you know, he still has some accuracy problems. Coming up, Jake Locker, he did do his thing, man, threw two touchdowns.
He sure did. I got a question for you about Detroit, though.
What's up?
Jack Bell, what you think about him?
Jack Bell, man, you know what? I think he got some work to do. We should be all right. I like him, to be quite honest. We'll see, basically. You know, week by week, the Lions definitely show their colors. So we're definitely going to check it out. Hopefully they get it in, man. All right, next game, we have the Jaguars and the Colts. 22-17, Jaguars win. Is that a quick game, real quick?
Yeah, quick game. Not much expected of either one of those teams this year.
All right. Hey, the young rookie is having a hard lesson in winning, and he's definitely 1-2 right now. Next game coming up, the Jets versus the Dolphins. Now, the Dolphins, go ahead.
Controversy in overtime.
It definitely is controversy, man. And again, hey, the Jets win. They edged it out. Now, was that a part of the rest, or was that just a sloppy game? You know, they didn't have everybody.
That was bad coaching. That was straight up bad coaching.
I'll take that. You know what? As a matter of fact, the Dolphins did miss Reggie Bush. He's still hurt. And also, the Jets got Revis is out for the season. I mean, are they okay? Will they even do anything? Let's see.
Absolutely not. They're going to miss Revis. That was the only reason why they were in the game, truly, their defense. I mean, yeah, Sanchez had a decent game, but their defense really what did it.
That's pretty bad. Let's see where they go. All right, upset alert. The Vikings beat the 49ers 24-13. I'm pretty sure everybody and their mama bet on the 49ers, but they can't come back and they lose. What happened?
San Francisco was stunned. They were stunned.
That's bad. Christian, you know what? Go ahead.
Christian Ponder statistically was able to hang with Alex Smith. That's a big deal.
That is bad. Now, you got to think about it. We did just pick the 49ers to win. I mean, as far as we picked their defense last week. And now that they're getting chopped up by Ponders, you gotta be careful with that.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Your guy in the defense couldn't do his thing, huh?
I guess not. Pat Willis didn't do his thing. He got ran all over. As a matter of fact, not only did Ponders run, Adrian Peterson is actually at full strength, and hopefully he does a great job. I'm actually shocked he's even back.
ACL what?
We already know about those. All right.
Right.
The Chiefs, man, controversy again. Chiefs beat the Saints. Now, the Saints, their defense is non-existent on the run. But Charles went off. 33 carries, 233 yards, one TD. What happened?
What happened was Jonathan Vilma was not there. That's what happened.
That's pretty bad. Jonathan Vilma was not there. Also, Will Smith is not in shape yet. I don't think he's to his full strength. He got hurt a little bit.
Yeah, he's not a football shape at all.
Exactly. So, for that, they don't have any other safeties or anybody to close up the hole. And they got ran all over. Now, you got to think about it. The Saints are 0-3. We'll talk about them next week for the preview. But are they in trouble?
I think the Saints are in trouble. Right now, they don't have a Band-Aid for missing Coach Sean Payton. Like, they don't know what to do right now. The only person that has sense is their quarterback, and he's not able to do it without that head coach.
That's pretty bad. That is pretty bad. All right, let's go to the next game. Eagles, man, Eagles. Shocker, I guess, in a way.
No.
It's not a shocker. So the Eagles lost 6-27. Cardinals win. I guess it wasn't an upset. That was my next question. Was it upset?
I really why I said not an upset because, come on, like, Mike Vick had two fumbles this game. He had four. In the past two games, he's had four giveaways. This game, he loses two fumbles. It was bound to catch up to him.
So I guess too many turnovers, too much to catch up to. And the Cardinals are actually undefeated, man. Now, you got to think about it. A lot of teams like this are going undefeated or are having a good start. So either they're thanking themselves or thanking the rest. We'll talk about it later.
Well,
all right.
What about Ken Whisenhunt, though? What does he do now? With John Skelton coming back probably for next week, he's got Kevin Cobb playing as great as he is. Who do we go with?
You don't know. You know what? Kevin Cobb has always played better when he was against the ropes. You got to think about it. When he was in Philadelphia, he played great coming behind McNabb. And then all of a sudden, he played horrible. And then he played good again once, you know, he came in for that one game, got hurt.
Right.
He's like, you know what? We might as well just stick with Vic because he's just, you know, one of them people against the ropes. So, I mean, it was kind of a payback game. Cobb beat the Eagles, who let him go. And there you go. Pretty bad. All right, look. The Falcons, now they are rolling. This is a quick game, 27-3. They want to make sure that the referees don't get involved, so they just pack on scores. Is that a good idea?
That's a great idea, especially for the hot for the offense they got. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think they're the new Saints, man. So they might actually do some. They gonna make some noise this year, and if the old refs don't come back, they might actually do some noise. All right, next game. Good game, actually. The Texans against the Broncos. Texans win 31-25. Manning couldn't come back. They always start off slow. Now, was it too late for him?
It was absolutely too late. Absolutely too late. Peyton Manning, he got into his groove, but it was entirely too late in the game.
Yeah, I think he's actually doing too much of the play calling at the line, which is confusing, if I'm not mistaken. You can tell me if I'm wrong. It's basically confusing. On the offensive line, the wide receivers, he called an early timeout in the second half, which I'm pretty sure he needed. So it's not too good. Hopefully they get on the same page by the end of the season.
I give him two more games.
Two more games? All right. You know what?
Two more games. I think many have him running.
They're in a weak division, so they can actually take off a couple of games, hopefully. All right.
My Texans.
Yeah, the Texans. Texans win, man. They are actually on a roll. As a matter of fact, they're 3-0. They're undefeated as well. I'm not exactly sure who's going to beat them at all.
Only undefeated team in AFC right now, too.
Pretty much. AFC having some problems, man. They're playing the refs too much. But, hey, next game, 31-20, Steelers 31, Raiders 34. Steelers lose a tight one. Now, Jankowski had a game-winning field goal. Did they deserve the game? Because, I mean, Big Ben, Ashley, you know, pretty
384 yards. 384 yards. That's a big game.
Yeah.
They were up 31-21 going to the fourth quarter. They just couldn't do anything with them in the fourth quarter.
That's pretty bad. Now, Big Ben had a great, great, great game. But Jankowski came in over. I guess the Steelers, man, they actually don't have defense. For some odd reason, I'm not exactly sure what's wrong with their defense. Is it James Harrison? I forgot. He's not in. He is hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt. He's out.
All right, that's cool. We're going to actually go to the primetime game of the day. We're actually just going to rate this score real quick. Pats 30, Ravens 31. Ravens edged them out. Now, they actually won 31-30. A lot of people actually said it was the refs, But, you know, to each his own. We will talk about it next after the break. Next is Primetime Game of the Week. Also, we have the predictions for next week and more on the T-Stream Media Show. As a matter of fact, right now, what we're going to play is a quick song real quick. Old school joint. If you don't know about this song, you might want to get on it, get into your history. But we about to holler at y'all later. All right, Snoop Dogg, let's go.
By Snoop Doggy Dogg, and this one goes out to the ladies from all the guys. A big bow wow wow. Cause we're gonna make it a little mystery here tonight. This is DJ E. The Dick on the station that slaps you across your fetters with a fat D.
When I met you last night, baby, before you opened up your bag, I had a respect for your lady. But now I take it all back, cause you gave me all you had, and you even licked my paws. Leave your number on the cabinet, and I promise, baby, I'll give you a call next time I'm feeling kinda horny. Corrupt, gave a fuck about a bitch. I'd always be broke. I never have no motherfucking pick up the smoke. I get sloped and loony. We still can't do me. Do we look like BBD? You fish movie. I have no love for hoes. That's something that I learned in the pound. So how the fuck am I supposed to pay this hoe? Just the latest hoe. I know the beat of minds. I'm gonna fuck a couple more times and then I'm through with it. There's nothing else to do with it. Pass it to the homie. Now you hit it. Cause she ain't nothing but a mess in me. And y'all know that this ain't it to me. I give the fuck. Why don't y'all pay attention? Approach it with a different proposition. I'm corrupt, ho. You'll never be my only one. Trick me. Of hails with a fat bitch for your mother dick up a man. Hoes recognize you do too, cause when this shit gets scandalous and full of voodoo, what you gonna do? You really don't know. So I'd advise you not to trust that hoe. Silly of me to fall in love with a bitch. If knowing damn well I'm too caught up with my grip. Now as the sun rotates and my game grows bigger.
Ain't no fun, man. Ain't no fun if everybody losing. That's what I'm talking about. Alright, look, that was Ain't No Fun by Snoop Dogg, Warren G, Nate Dogg, and Corrupt. If you didn't know, get out the history books, man. Ain't no way in the world you're not supposed to know that song. One of my favorite songs out here. Anyway, what we about to do, we got the primetime game of the week. And let's go. All right. New England Patriots versus the Baltimore Ravens. Recap, straight stats. Now, basically, what happened was the Ravens beat them. Hey, Brady had 335 yards. He went 28 for 41, one TD. Great game, man. They lost. Flacco had 382 yards, 28 for 39 with three TDs. You actually have some nice stat lines. From the way these stats are on the card, it seems that the Ravens are actually supposed to blow this game out, but they end up winning anyway. What's going on, man? What's going on? What's next for the Pats?
I think the Patriots is kind of, you know, they rebuild, get ready for Buffalo. I don't think it's too much of a big deal. It was a great game outside of the very last call. Other than that, it was a great hard fought game. They just lost it.
All right, now explain the last call. Like, for people that didn't see it, what was the last call and what actually happened?
what would actually happen on the pass down the field? Actually, the Ravens were out of field goal range. So what ended up happening was a pass down the field, Flacco threw it. They actually called a pass interference. I personally don't think it was a pass interference call, even though I am not a New England fan like that, but I still want fairness for the game. It wasn't a pass interference. Nevertheless, they called it. They called it at the spot of the foul, put him in field goal range, kicker came on and sealed the game.
And they won. All right. The Ravens are, I mean, now the Ravens are actually, they're 2-1. I know it's early in the season, but they have the most talent. They are the ones that were a touchdown away from going to the Super Bowl. Are they the team to beat?
I think they will be the team to beat only because of, you know, they got a lot of drive now. After, may rest in peace, but Torrey Smith's brother was killed in a motorcycle accident, so they have a lot of emotion behind it, especially yet the victory was an emotional victory for them as well. But I think that with that, they're going to carry that emotion on through the rest of the season.
Nice. Now, I'm definitely rest in peace to him. I definitely prayers go out to his family. As a matter of fact, because a lot of people actually passed away, it's not only motivation for the team, but it's definitely more motivation for Ray Lewis. 16 years, I'm pretty sure he wants to get another ring before he hangs it up, I'm pretty sure, right?
Absolutely. I'm sure he's looking for one.
All right. Now, rest. Talk on. Well, you know what? We're going to talk on a little bit later. We're actually going to talk about it a lot with the Seattle against Green Bay game, which was on Monday Night Football. Now, normally we do the show on Monday. But because of the last few weeks, man, I can't do the show on Mondays before the game. We have to talk about it after the game. The rest are actually dictating not only the game, but when I actually do my show, because to be quite honest, it has been a great show. It's been a great league, but the fans are dictating the rest, in my opinion. We'll definitely get into that. Right now, let's see what Juan say. Mr. Juan from Facebook, he's definitely talking about Team Pats, which not too many people in the lobby like the Pats, but at the same time, he's talking about it, so we'll definitely shout him out just for that. what do you think about the Pats, Mr. ESPN?
I mean, you can't knock greatness, but I personally don't like the Pats. I think the Pats are, they, how can I put it, politically correct. exactly. I'm going to just leave it alone with that right there. I mean, I respect them as a team they are. That's as far as they go for me. I respect the team.
All right. Hey, respect the team. Can't help but respect the team. Respect talent. But talent is due. But at the same time, we do have some more stuff to talk about. When we come back, we're going to have the MVP of offense and defense for next week. Also, we're going to have about the referees in the Seattle 14 for Green Bay 12. Next up, No Lie, 2 Chainz featuring Drake. Let's get it. We'll be right back. Let's go.
Open up and go in your nostrils. I take your girl and kidnap her. Feed her to my mattress. A skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he's dead at rappers. It's probably when he puts air niggas. Don't try me, I pull that trigger. Got your car note in my cup. And your rent in my swisher. That foot so good, I miss you. Head game so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Like I'm taking pictures. I say fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real niggas say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, real niggas say word. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. Real niggas say truth, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million for they got. What up? 2 Chainz and champagne, you want true, that's true enough. Forbes list like, yeah, yeah, my office is my tour bus. She came through, she brought food, she got fucked, she knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us. Oh, that look like, what's her name? Chances are it is, what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I fucked her once and never fucked again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her ass like a nominee. Just need to know what that pussy like, so one time it's fine with me. Young ass, an intern, the money like I built the shit. Streets talking, that confirmed. Go ask them who just kept shit. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chainz go way back, we don't talk shit, we just say facts. Yes, Lord.
I say fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real niggas say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, real niggas say word. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. Real niggas say true, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name a nigga that wants some, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass. Put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, yikes. Bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't. Went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle. Y'all niggas show it looking. Y'all niggas show it lacking. Two chains on my rugby. Left hand on that steering wheel. Right hand on that pussy.
Yeah. I say fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real niggas say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, real niggas say word. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. Real niggas say true, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Yes, sir. That was 2 Chainz featuring Drake. That was No Lie. And I can't lie with one of these calls that somebody just in the chat. He said Tom Brady is the best quarterback of all time. Now, for people that don't know, this is actually Finkel Mr. Wine on Facebook. So I'm going to put him out there first and foremost. I will actually feature him out. And then I want to know your favorite quarterback or quarterback of all time, at least top five. Put top five out there, and we'll definitely put you on notice. Right now, we're going to move on real quick from that, real quick. But right now, what we got is the MVP of team offense for the week that just passed and team defense, along with like some players or even the whole team, if you want to, that are featured. So my team that I actually picked, I put for team offense, I put the Falcons again. I'll take the Falcons. Key players, honestly, the whole team offense, they're on a roll. Ryan is throwing left and right everywhere. He has a core of wide receivers and tight ends that a tight end, actually a tight end, a legend tight end that he's getting the work done. Also, he has the running back that hopefully learned from his mistake, and hopefully they'll go forward. Who you got, Mr. ESPN? Let's go.
I actually got the New York Football Giants.
New York Giants behind who?
I got the Giants behind number one, of course, Eli Manning, but number two against two lesser name players.
Hold up,
we got Ramses Barton and Andre Brown.
Barton and Brown. Now I'm going to put the music down for this one. Here y'all go. Right now, I told them I was going to make them explain this one. What did they do that impressed you?
Let's see. We missing a key running back, and Andre Brown steps up, gets 20 carries for 113 yards and 2 touchdowns.
All right.
Then we got Ramses Barton with a depleted wide receiving core. He comes in and catches 9 balls for 138 yards. Victor Cruz only had 6 catches for 42. Last year, Victor Cruz was doing what Ramses Barton did this game. This year is Ramses Barton. I see we got another guy coming up for Dancing with the Stars in the next few months.
That's pretty hilarious. Now you got to think about it. I think almost all of the Giants, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, almost all the Giants that came up, even the one that actually won against the Pats a couple years ago, had a wide receiver that came out of nowhere
or something like that.
Yeah, like Manningham came out of nowhere. You got Victor Cruz coming out of nowhere, and now we have Barton. So is this one of those things where they can get away with, you know, winning?
This is one of those things where Eli Manning makes his other players better. He puts the ball where it's supposed to be, and he makes those guys' names.
So is he still the other Manning?
No doubt. No, absolutely. I'm sorry. I love Peyton to death, but he's no longer the other Manning. He is the Manning. He got 2 rings. Big brother got 1.
All right, on this show, you heard it first. Eli Manning is the new Big Brother to Peyton Manning. So check it out. Hey, you heard it here first.
He's a big little brother.
The big little brother. There you go. You know how that goes. They always pass the big brother at least once in their life. So, all right. Team defense MVP. I got Seattle Seahawks for the whole team defense, but you got Seattle Seahawks for something else. What you got it for?
I got Seattle Seahawks for actually getting to Aaron Rodgers 8 times just the other night.
All right. Hey, he did get to him 8 times. Let's see. Clemens had 4, and a couple other players had 2. Now, that is definitely something we're going to talk about. In the bonus topic, not even just the rest. So we want to get that to be known that the Seattle Seahawks, they actually played good. They actually played great. To hold them to just 12, that's actually an accomplishment of themselves. So we definitely want to talk about that. For right now, what we're going to do is go into our bonus topic. Bonus topic right now and talk to you about the referees and the Monday Night Football game between Seattle Seahawks and Green Bay Packers. Now, the downfall of the refs and how it could affect the league. Number one, I put the players. What do you think?
I think I have to agree with that. I think the players are absolutely—they're losing respect for the officiating. Like they have no respect for officiating, and for Roger Goodell to kind of back the officials last week, and then for them to turn around and basically perform the way they performed. I mean, I actually don't blame them.
Right. Now, you got to think about it. It's not only the players. It's the coaches, right? Because then Bill Belichick just grabbed the official. That's definitely disrespectful.
It is. But I think more so the coaches, they can lose a job. Like, you know, they lose the job and go somewhere else and get picked up quickly. These players do the same thing unless you're not a, you know, key player. Then you're out of a job.
Right. A lot of these players are trying to make a name. Now that I think about it, I used to wonder, like, why are – the defensive backs, I mean, they're not only pushing the wide receivers to gain leverage because the referees are not calling that interference. They're also doing it to, in my opinion, to gain a spot. I mean, they have to make money themselves. So the more stats or the better stats they have, the better stats they have to go around the league. Like you said before, it is costing jobs. Now, not only jobs for coaches, but jobs for players. And you said, like, correct me if I'm wrong, you said that the people that are not named, they could lose a job, man, because a lot of these players are, you know, they're making penalties, but, I mean, some of the penalties are not necessary. I mean, let me know.
Right. They're not properly called. I mean, penalties cost games, and when penalties cost games and you're not a big-name player, you get let go.
Yeah, I see that. So, look, you know what? Positioning letter on. Man, you got to think about it. Green Bay Packers, not only Green Bay Packers, they are a playoff team, in my opinion. I'm pretty sure you will agree. They are definitely going to make the playoffs. Maybe, if the referees are still going to do this, they might actually make the playoffs. Other teams like the Saints or the Pats, for instance, they're going to make they might actually make the playoffs. At the same time, they want home field advantage. Now, for these referees, they are definitely making a soft spot, not only for themselves, but for players and coaches and for the whole league. Should it change? Now, this game was a big, big deal. First and foremost, was that an interception?
Oh, absolutely. It was definitely an interception. He had possession of the ball in the air. He came down with the ball and even was able to roll over on his back with the ball still in his hand. That's definitely an interception. No questions asked.
Definitely. So, I can't believe he actually came over and one of the referees seen it. And he was actually the one in the back of the end zone that
seen it.
He signaled
touchback, right? You're talking about the guy that signaled touchback.
He signaled touchback. And the guy that wasn't, he was like diagonal of the field or something of that nature. He called touchdown. Now, go ahead.
Based on the rule, I understand the reason why he called touchdown. Based on the simultaneous catch rule, it was a touchdown. But the fact that it truly wasn't a simultaneous catch, then it does go to the defending team, which is a turnover, which is an interception at that point.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, though, like, I have seen, like, if you haven't noticed, now, this is my opinion, and this is something that I've noticed from being an analyst. If you look at the games, make sure you pay attention to whenever it's a touchdown or a call to go to the review box, because to be quite honest, a lot of touchdowns, not only they get automatically reviewed anyway, but it seems as though the referees are putting it into the reviewer hands, in which they have the most power out there, especially the lead referee. Am I wrong?
After the white hats, as they call them. Yeah, absolutely.
To the white. All right. Herm Johnson, man. You know what? Herm Johnson, actually, I put a link on my page at facebook.com/T-Stray Media. That's actually the T-Mines Not Your Introduction page. And he said that basically it was like being taken to the prom. You know, you actually take a girl to the prom, have a nice dress, nice clothes, take her to a restaurant, and then you hold her hand and you try to kiss her and she slaps you on the hand. Now, if the referees don't, you know, if they're slapping people on the hand saying bad, you know, bad boy or whatever, why wouldn't they just control this game? Because they're not controlling the game. Games are out of control. You got players, referees, hitting the refs, touching the refs. That's automatically ingestion. I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
I can't remember who said the best, but I can't remember who said it exactly. But some guy said, he said that these referees, they're out here and they're fans. They're fans on the field. And that's what makes it so bad, because they don't want to make that play because they're truly a fan. After the game, they're probably truly going to sit there and want to, you know, meet these players for real. Even people, we're talking about people who've never refed at that level. You know, the one guy, the one who called the actual touchdown, he refed D3 college games.
D3, wow. It might have been the same D3 college team that beat Michigan, but we won't go there. Anyway. mess around, and he actually refereed that one. So Michigan fans, definitely look out for that. I'm pretty sure you guys will vote for something to not be hired anymore, at least the referees, that is. But anyway, we about to go into a music break. What we're going to come back with is the prediction for next week. Also, if time permits, we'll go a little bit around the league and tell you about a little bit more stuff. So right now, what we got right now is Criss Cross, Make You What?
Jump.
Let's go. I'll be right back. referees to make you jump. No, I'm playing. All right, look. We had to get into it, man. I had to do them like that. Yeah, you know I mean. Anyway, what we about to do, man, is get into the predictions of the week. Now, if you all did not know, predictions of the week are sponsored by T-Mines Not Yours Productions again, of course, and twitter.com/@MrESPN33. Give him a shout out because he does put up a prediction picture of our picks, and you can also put in predictions of your picks in the comments list. Definitely will be having a debate on that all day, every day, all week until it actually comes on. As a matter of fact, it's Tuesday, so we only have a couple of days for the next week's scores. So, key matchups, we will definitely get into them. But for right now, we have predictions of the week, week four. First game, are you ready?
Let's get it.
All right, let's go. Cleveland versus Baltimore, that's going to be on Thursday. Do you still like the rookies?
I got Baltimore in a short week. I still take Baltimore in a short week over my rookie.
Take Baltimore in a short week. All right, I take Baltimore too. Put them on there for me. You got Ravens? All right, well, I got Ravens. What about Carolina versus Atlanta?
I got, come on, 30 South all day, ATL. Matty Ice, baby.
Let's go, Matty Ice. I put Matty Ice on there. All right, New England versus Buffalo.
let's go, New England. Come on, this is a gimme game.
Gimme game? All right, I guess I'll put New England out here. I'll go with you on that one. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going with Buffalo. Put me down for Buffalo. Put me down for Buffalo.
Going for the upset.
I'm going for the upset. Let's go. Minnesota versus Detroit. No, we
gotta go
Detroit.
Hometown, baby, all day.
Hometown, all day, every day. This is a good game right here. San Diego versus Kansas City.
I'm going to go San Diego, though. I'm going to go San Diego.
All right. I go Kansas City. I like Charles, man. He a good running back. He just ran out of gas because he had so many times to run. Anyway. I know, right? Seattle versus the Rams.
I'm going to go Seattle. After the upset, they got a little bit running in it. I'm going to keep Seattle.
Yeah, I go with Lynch. As a matter of fact, Juan put in the Vikings. He put in New England. He put in the Vikings. And he got San Diego. All right. Next up, San Fran versus the Jets.
This is an easy one.
San Fran?
San Fran all day.
All right, I go San Fran. They just lost this week. They're going to come back clowning. Next one, Tennessee versus Houston.
Come on, man.
Texans. Both Texans. I put Texans down. This is a good one. Cincinnati versus Jacksonville.
Going with the redhead. Going with Cincinnati.
Yeah, dog it. Yeah, I go Cincinnati. Put down Cincinnati. Miami versus Arizona.
Because of Arizona's play, I'm going to have to stick with Arizona.
Give me Miami. They've been playing hard. I know they don't got Bush.
Well, he might play. He might play this week.
He might play this week?
Temporary. Yeah, he just was. It was like just a sprain or something. He's actually, he's not. He's probable for this week. He actually cleared himself to play.
Cool. Good update. All right, Miami. Give me Miami. Put it down. Oakland versus Denver. Ooh wee.
I got Peyton.
You got Peyton? Yeah. I go Peyton just for the heck of it. Give me, let's see, New Orleans versus Green Bay.
With last week's game, I think that Green Bay is going to take it out. New Orleans is rock. They rock right now. They don't know what to do.
N.O., you got N.O.? Yeah, as a matter of fact, Juan
got
N.O.
I got Green Bay.
I go Green Bay. Hey, Aaron Rodgers was so upset, he didn't even say two words. He just said yes or no. Anyway.
Right.
Oh, here's a good game. Washington versus Tampa Bay.
I know. We get the battle of the quarterbacks, right? I'm going to have to go with my rookie, though. I'm going to go RG3.
I'll go RG3. I like him a little bit. Let's go. Primetime game of the week next week, New York Giants versus Philly.
The New York football Giants.
Give me Philly. I'm a Philly fan. Let's go Philly. Put down Philly for me.
I look for Mike Vick having four more turnovers this week.
All right. Watch out. You know, Philly. I say Philly. All right. Watch out for the DBs looking out for Manning. He's going to take
Asimwa.
Exactly. Asimwa. There you go.
Asimwa.
There you go. Monday Night Football, Chicago versus Dallas. Ooh, that's going
to be Romo versus Cutler, huh?
I don't even know who to go with.
Romo versus Cutler. That's going to be a great game. I think I'm going to get an edge to Romo, though. I'm going to get an edge Romo. To America's team.
All right. Let's go Chicago. I don't like Dallas. But at the same time, we're commentators. We can go with opinions on this one. Let me go Chicago.
Exactly. All right, you going to Chicago. Let me write that down.
Juan got
T-Stream.
T-Stream with Chicago.
What about the Indy Pitts? Who you got in the Indianapolis or Pittsburgh?
Well, actually, Indianapolis and Pittsburgh, they have the bye week. They finally get days off.
Oh, bye. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the bye week. Sorry about that misconstrued information that's on my format page, but that is a bye week for them too. They're definitely sending it out watching each game. Luck has a break. I know Ben wanted to go out with a win, but they didn't. Matter of fact, man, we actually got some time, man. We got about 8 minutes left. We're about to go into what's relevant. NFL, NBA, MLB, which is baseball news. What did you want to talk about? You said you wanted to talk about something real quick.
Oh, well, you said baseball. You remind me of some Tigers, man. One game back right now, the Chicago White Sox. It's a good deal, man. We got six games to go in the season. We one game back.
6 games ago, we were actually, did the Tigers lose tonight?
I don't know if they lost tonight. I haven't checked it today. I don't know. But I know as of earlier today, after yesterday's game, we were one game behind the White Sox.
All right. Now, as I had seen it, last one, the White Sox actually lost, and we had to play. So, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at ESPN update right now, ESPN.com. The Tigers won, and they tied up the AL Central with a win.
Nice. Did he get another home run? So you know he's going for the Triple Crown this year.
Not that I know of, but we will definitely put it on our page, facebook.com/T3Media, and also we'll put in the Sports Center, ESPN, Mr. ESPN 33's page on Facebook. We'll definitely do that. So everybody else is in the National League. They're already in the playoffs. The Washington Nationals, the Reds, and the Giants, they're already there, but the White Sox and the Tigers, they are tied up right now. The only way they can make it is if they win out. Otherwise, they would not be in a wild card. The Yankees, I think they have a strong hold. There's very little chance of the Orioles coming back, but anything can happen. So, now over to the Fat Lady Scenes, and we're definitely on to the next one. All right, NBA preseason right around the corner. Are you more excited about them starting the league? Or is it because of the rest?
You said more about the rest?
Yeah, are you more excited about NBA starting period, or more excited because you don't want to hear about the rest anymore?
Yeah, I'm more excited about the NBA starting. The referees don't bother me when they get it right. It's just I'm more excited about the NBA season itself.
Yeah, of course we have a team Lakers fan in here. Of course we will. And
let's
also,
go. Let's go all day.
There you go. All day. There you go. Hey, they do got some new additions. And Dwight, I'm not even sure if he's going to play. But at the same time, keep hope alive. Anyway. All right. You said you had something that you wanted to talk about. Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah,
I forgot.
Two other little quick tips. Yeah, two of my bad. Two other quick things here. We got under Denver Broncos. We got Joe Mabin suspended for one game after the hit he put on Matt Schaub. The helmet that knocked, took off part of his ear. And we also got an end of a rivalry. After 2014, Notre Dame and Michigan would no longer play each other every year.
Are you serious?
Yep. After 2014, Notre Dame has opted out of the rivalry. They will no longer. Well, you know, Notre Dame switching conferences, so they no longer have to play.
Oh, yeah. They will be switching conferences. So I definitely take that. That's definitely the end of an era. That actually was a good era. You know, good games, man. I'm so shocked that they should actually play at least once, like an out-of-conference type game. But, you know, to each his own, they actually got to make some money, go to another league, or go to another conference. And I guess they're doing, the right thing for themselves. Next, we have the closing. Give me a second to bring it up. And here we go. All right. Closing. Again, we want to thank everybody for coming in and supporting the T-Stream Media Show with your host, T-Stream Media, a.k.a. DJ T-Diggity, and Mr. ESPN 33. There you go. As a matter of fact, I didn't even put in the ESPN music, but at the same time, I got you on the next one. Like I said before, man, we do normally do it on Mondays, but because of the games being crazy wild, we had to change it up a little bit and do it on Tuesday. So definitely look for my updates. I put them in all the time. Definitely follow the page on Facebook.com/TStreamMedia. Definitely follow us. My co-host, Mr. ESPN 33. That's at Mr. ESPN 33, just like it said. And at TStream Media. If you need spell check, look at the name of the show. Also, remember, if you want to vote, man, definitely vote. I do keep it positive on this show. Shout out to I Am Finkel One, who came in, and also Miss Simone old video that came in. And also, okay, you know, as a matter of fact, Finkel One, he has a Twitter. It's at Real Finkel One. That's real, the word real Finkel, F-E-N-K-E-L-L J-U-A-N. I'm sorry about that. Again, real F-E-N-K-E-L-L J-U-A-N. Had a brain fart for a second. Remember, if you want some music, some of your music, your party, an interview, or whatever it is you do, man, hit me up. I definitely promote, and I do definitely support Detroit music. I am Detroit by way of Detroit, and now in Atlanta. Right now, I had to leave the fam, but I definitely will be visiting. We do need an insider for the NCAA, NBA, MLB, or any other sport. So definitely hit me up if you think you want to do something of this sort. But at the same time, we still going to keep it going, man. We will not wait for you, but we definitely will help you out if you're helping us out. That's how we do it. Any other announcements you need to make?
I think we're good to go.
We are good to go. I'll holler at y'all later. TStream Media Show. Peace.
Peace.
That blouse, that's so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. Why you frontin' on me? Let's go to my hotel. This don't go well with those S-dots. Gotta stay fresh, my house out with a respite. Oh no, my, please respect my jiggy. This is probably purple label. Or that BBC shit on is probably tailored. And y'all niggas acting way too tough. So on a suit, get it, tape it up. And let's just change clothes. No, I say, fresh to death, water from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. Let's go.
Let's exchange
now.
And girl, I promise you, no substitute.
It's just me. Fingers now.